This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. From Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. South Africa is running the risk of losing business to rival countries because of its logistical ineptitude, African Rainbow Minerals Executive Chairman Patrice Motsepe said on Monday. He adds that the Transnet issue is an important issue to resolve. Motsepe said that the problem is that if there is a logistical problem in meeting the growth in demand globally for any of the metals produced by South African companies, countries such as Australia and Brazil move very fast and these opportunities, primarily because of logistical ineptitude on South Africa's side, are lost. The company reports that in the last couple of years, there had been a general concern in South Africa around the logistics for the long-term exports of manganese ore, given that South Africa had top quality resource in the Kalahari. South African mining company Anglo Gold Ashanti is going ahead with the exploration of what could be a major gold deposit in Colombia, despite virulent opposition from local environmentalists. The project would provide 4,000 jobs in Cajamarca, a farming town of about 20,000 residents, during the 20-year life of operation, if its 12.3 million ounces in unproven reserves are confirmed and the project goes forward. Between 38% and 42% of net sales would go to the Colombian government in taxes and royalties. The company has invested $35 million in the project so far. There were some concerns regarding the impact of mining and what it will have on the environment, but the company reports that it is too early to say what methods would be used to extract the gold, but promises zero environmental damage. Also making headlines, Chinese iron ore prices fall within sight of global benchmark. Reports indicate that government action is needed to help sustain the Canadian mining sector. Gold major Simmer and Jack may cut 2,500 jobs at Bifelsfontein. And Impala Platinum to meet trade unions as strike enters second week. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.